I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. Hey, I'm glad to see you. I hope you guys are having a great day. We're going to have so much fun today. I'm Melissa Redpill, and we're going to talk today about the Jeremiah's message to the New World Order. You're going to love it if you've never read it before. I'm Melissa Redpill. This is my website right here. You can find all of our links right there. And so I think I've got it together. Give me a thumbs up if you are hearing me, and everything is all systems go, and we're going to get started. First, I want to show you, though, some of these wonderful fountains and, you know, the promise in God's word that I've already told you about the wonderful fountains that will be opened at the beginning of the Golden Age. And that is what we're seeing. You know, it's symbolic, but President Trump is opening all these fountains. It's just so cool. So definitely check out MelissaRedpill.com. Make sure you give this video a like right now. And I really appreciate you guys always sharing all this good news. And so you can also find my information about the end times books that I've written, the audio books, as well as the videos about end times that you can share with people, plus all of our social media, how you can find the real Melly. There's some fake Mellies out there, but I'm the real one. So the real posts, links are over on MelissaRedpill.com, plus great, great health information. I'm so excited to share so much new stuff with you guys that I've discovered, and that I'm just going to have to cool my jets and wait until it's the perfect time. So I'll just stay tuned for that. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be awesome. Okay, so just hang on tight on that. Okay, so let's get started. This is the first thing. Now, I'm really not going to play for you this girl, what she's saying. She's hating on Trump because of what he has, you know, she's brainwashed. She's just a poor, pathetic, brainwashed person. And so many people are. I don't really find fault with them. They just, you know, they've listened to fake news far too long, and they got TDS really, really bad. So, but yeah, so she does look at this beautiful, reflecting pool, and she has to admit it's beautiful again. And so I think this is a really cool video because it shows how quickly it filled up. I think that's a great symbol for us because it's showing us how quickly things can be cleansed in our country. Don't you guys think? Don't you think that that's exactly what he's trying to let us know, that look, as soon as the waters start pouring out, then it's going, look how quickly, I mean, this is time lapse, of course, but it's not that much time lapse. You see, if you've noticed, you'll see people, you know, walking along the side, and it's like, you know, it really, once it started to fill up, it really went fast. They were like, get out of here. Watch out. The waters are flowing. Yeah. Get the cabal out of here and washed away. It's really exciting to watch and see. So let me show you the verse, one of the verses about this. This is in Joel chapter 2. It says, Then you will know that I, the Lord your God, live in Zion, my holy mountain. Jerusalem will be holy forever. It's not talking about a little city in the Middle East. It's talking about God's people. The city of peace will be holy forever. No more evil. Praise the Lord. No more of this evil stuff. And foreign armies will never conquer her again. Yay. Praise the Lord. I need some thumbs up, everybody. Everybody, sound is good. All's good. Give me a thumbs up. And don't forget to hit the thumbs up on the video. Anyway, so yeah, never conquer her again. Never. Once we win this battle, We'll have time to enjoy our hard-won gains, as it says in Isaiah 65, and we will never be conquered again. In that day, the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and the hills will flow with milk. Okay, don't expect milk to be flowing down the mountains. It's symbolic of just refreshing and joy. The wine is always a symbol of joy, and milk is a symbol of just that comfort, like a mother's milk. And it just, you're satiated and you are satisfied. You're healed. All this is going to happen in the golden age. Water will fill the stream beds of Judah, and a fountain will burst forth from the Lord's temple, watering the arid valley of Acacias. How cool is that? Isn't that beautiful? Doesn't that really remind you of what we just saw on the reflecting pool there between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial, and how it was just this fountain opened right in the middle. There's really only one opening, and that thing, they just opened the floodgates and just started pouring in. So cool. This is a symbol for what is going to happen in our country. Just hold on, everybody. Just hold on a little bit longer. All right, so it says water will fill the stream beds of Judah. That stream, it looked like a stream bed, didn't it? And the stream bed is just, you know, where it's been dry ground. You think of a stream bed is where there's usually water, but then there hasn't been any water. And so now it's going to be filling up, and a fountain will burst forth from the Lord's temple, from the Lord himself. He is the one who is filling this country, this world with peace. Praise the Lord. He's filling the world with peace. No more wars. No more of this evil, just you name it, gone. And will fill the arid valley of Acacias, watering them. So if you need refreshing, I want you to receive this beautiful promise from the Lord, right? All right, so I just want to make sure that you guys are hearing all that, you're getting all that, and everything is A-okay. All right, so now the next thing is, Oh, real quick. I posted over here the link to the YouTube. So if you guys wouldn't mind do this for me, I'm going to post it again in the chat. If you will go and join over there, Sophie, in both places, so you can talk with your fam, both places, okay? Both on my Rumble and on my YouTube, so that we can all get to know each other and be in this fight together. And also make sure you like over there too. All right. So both of them are live. Hey, YouTube land. Hey, Rumble land. All right. So this one is so beautiful. I want you to see this beautiful video that President Trump just posted yesterday. Isn't that beautiful? The beautiful sound, the refreshing, just like I was just reading about, the refreshing and these beautiful bubblers, just so beautiful. Ah, one of my favorite things to do if you ever go to Las Vegas. I don't like to gamble and, you know, a lot of whatever don't like, but I do like those beautiful fountains at the Bellagio, and they are playing this beautiful song while I can't remember the name of the song right now, but and the beautiful bubblers are going this way and that way, and so refreshing and just beautiful. And the song, it's enough to just make you burst into tears. So this is actually the Lafayette Square, which is right just north of of the White House. And so you can see, I just feel like we're locking up. Is it just me? Yeah, I don't know why. It just seems like it's locking up. So if you were at the White House, went out the front door and you went across this street, which is now closed, you'll see the Lafayette Park. And so they are working on getting that all perfect and beautiful. And actually it's not open yet, they said, but it is soon to be open. You see that there's the orange, plastic thingy right there. So it's not quite open, but the fountains are restored and beautiful. It just makes me so happy. So I have several verses that I wanted to share with you. The fear of the Lord is a life-giving fountain. It offers escape from the snares of death. Amen to that. Isn't that the truth, you guys? The fear of the Lord is that life-giving fountain. You know, that we are saying, Lord, we want you to be the ruler of this world, because we realize if you do not rule this world, It is curtains. It's the snares. The snares of death. And we'll be talking about something tomorrow that President Trump put out something really cool. And it was from that it was a picture of what some people were saying was the Treasury Department. It's actually not that. It's a building in Italy. And the song that they're singing is called, oh my goodness, whatever it is. Anyway, it takes you to this video where you're seeing this bride who's been ensnared in this net, and then she's escaping this net. The Bible talks many times about escaping the fowler. The fowler is someone who catches a bird in a net. We've been caught in a net, in a snare. And so, you know, we couldn't extricate ourselves. We're stuck. And I think of that when I think of some people who are struggling with either being brainwashed or whatever malady they have, and they are stuck in this net they cannot escape. Only the Lord Jesus can satisfy and help us to escape, you know, open the prison doors and let us get out. So the fear of the Lord is that life-giving fountain. And then that's in Proverbs 14, 27 and Proverbs 16, 22. Discretion is a life-giving fountain to those who possess it, but discipline is wasted on fools. So I'm very, very thankful that the Lord has opened our hearts to have that life-giving fountain. He is that life-giving fountain, isn't he? He is the life-giving fountain that gives us life no matter what is going on, no matter what. We just have his life-giving fountain in us, bubbling over like this beautiful water falls right here, isn't he? Something else. And just pours over onto other people, can splash onto others. I know you guys are splashing all the time on everybody. Isn't that beautiful? I just love that. I just love that. It's just gorgeous. Okay, so the next one is this one at Union Station. And he's got several more. I think there's 34, 38. It's a lot of them. I want to go up there and I want to go on from one to the next to the next. My husband knows that I'm big on waterfalls. I just love waterfalls. But listen to the sounds of the Union Station. Look at this one. So beautiful. We just got to make everything beautiful again.
Night doom scrolling. Listen to the beautiful sounds of Union Station.
Isn't that beautiful? For some reason, the sound isn't really flowing that much. Ah, so beautiful. Okay, so yeah, for Freedom 250. So I've got one more verse before we get into Jeremiah. This is from Zechariah 13. I've told you about this many times. On that day, a fountain will be opened for the dynasty of David and for the people of Jerusalem, a fountain to cleanse them from all their sins and impurity. Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't understand why it's doing that. Let me just try something real quick and see. Oh, you know what? I've got a different internet going on. Hang on. I'm going to switch the internet, you guys. Oh, I hope I don't get messed up. I hope it doesn't matter when we had the internet go down. I have a local internet, and then I have Starlink. And for some reason, it got switched over to the local one, which is not nearly as good. And so this one is, and it's also like running our TV and different things at the house. So yeah, I've got back on Starlink. I've really had really good success with Starlink. We haven't had any issues going down. So I'm so excited. I switched over and hopefully now we're not going to have any more glitching. So sorry about that. All right. So now on this verse right here in Zechariah 13, it says, on that day, a fountain will be opened for the dynasty of David. What is the dynasty of David? This is, you know, the blessing flowed from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through David as the king. And so this is through this dynasty. And really, if you remember, his dynasty really didn't last that long. It was his son, Solomon. And then after that, the kingdom split apart because the evildoers took over and all that. But the point is that this is going to be the rulership of the world. And this is what the enemy has been fighting. They do not want the righteous to rule the world. And, you know, the Lord had said through Jacob, when he gave the blessings to his children, he gave Judah, he says, you have the right to rule. Well, of course, we know, we've talked about many times on this channel, that they've usurped the throne. and they used it for evil, saying that they were, you know, had the right to rule, and they do not. And now this fountain is open for this dynasty of David, for the true rule to take place. This is what finally, as it says, you know, when Shiloh comes, this is going to be the true rule. His name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of his kingdom, there will be no end. This is what we're talking about. This fountain open for the dynasty of the true rule of David, and for the people, not for the cabal, right? A fountain to cleanse them from all their sins and impurity, and not just our sins, but the sins of those who have done this evil in our land. And so they've drawn us, as we see in 1 Kings and 2 Kings, every time there was an evil king, they would draw them into evil, right? On that day, I will erase idol worship throughout the land so that even the names of the idols will be forgotten. See, and when I first read this years ago, I thought, okay, well, this is talking about what happened back in the day when they worshiped little stone idols and all that. And maybe this is happening in, you know, deepest, darkest Amazon jungle type of thing. But it's not about that. An idol is when they worship Satan, when they worship evil, and they do evil, and they have demonic power to do their evil. That's what it's really about. And that's what they really don't necessarily teach in the religious, you know, the churches, etc. The Lord says, I'll remove from the land both the false prophets and the spirit of impurity that came with them. And it says a little farther down, I will make that group, I will bring that group through the fire and make them pure. And I think that's what we've all experienced. Yes. We've gone through the fire. Many of us are still going through the fire. I got some fiery things going on. I would appreciate prayer, but the Lord's going to hold us up, and he's going to see us through, you know, I would really appreciate some prayer, really would. We have been brought through the fire, and the Lord has made us pure. We are pure in the sense of that we are standing for his truth, whether people like it or whether people don't like it. That's really what it talks about with it being pure, that we're standing with him, we're standing with the truth, and nothing can hold us back from doing that. I'll refine them like silver and purify them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say, these are my people. And they will say, the Lord is our God. The Lord is our God. Yay. All right. So I want you to see all that. Now, if you like this information, make sure to hit the like button. And I want you to make sure that you guys go to the Amazon and check out my books. If you're not familiar with the books that I have written, The Golden Age is about the beautiful days that are coming. The Golden Age of Health, the Golden Age of Wealth, the Golden Age of Peace, the Golden Age of Unity, the Golden Age of Christ as King, this rulership that I was just talking about. Also, this is the decode of the Book of Revelation. It's very different from what you've likely heard, but definitely check into it. And you can also get the audiobook on Kindle or on melissaredpill.com. And also, this one is Bible stories that you may never have even heard of, but they were a roadmap for us on how we're going to defeat the enemy. I never realized that. I thought they were kind of disjointed Bible stories, but they were not. They were stories that to lead us on how we would be set free from the enemy. And then also Major Clues for Minor Prophets. If you want to unlock the decode of Haggai and Zechariah, Zephaniah.
I want to tell everybody how this happened. I sent President Trump some information.
Okay,
we have
I'm
a
so
gigantic
sorry.
Opiate problem in this country, obviously. In 2024, more than 80,000 people died of overdoses. It's a horrible number. And there's more than 5 million people that are addicted.
That's what's happening right there. Sorry about that, you guys. All right. So this one here, the one that I was just showing you is Major Clues for Minor Prophets, is decoding Zechariah, Haggai, Zephaniah, you know, all these minor prophets. They were talking to us. And if you haven't seen that, you're going to love it. It'll open up giant swaths of God's word that you maybe didn't understand before. So you'll love, love, love it. All right. So now we're going to open up a huge section right here, which is get this out. Oh, technical things going on here. Right there. Figure this out. Right there. Okay. Because I want to see what you guys are saying. Now, what I'm going to show you next is Jeremiah chapter 50. And you likely many of you likely have never even read that passage right there, Jeremiah 50 or 51. And so I want to read some of this to you. And so, you know, I'm not going to maybe expound on it that much because I think it's going to be so, you'll get it just by reading it. Okay, so the whole book of Jeremiah is where he is, he's the weeping prophet. They call him the weeping prophet because it was at that time that God's people were being cast out of the land. And he was weeping because they were losing their sovereignty. They were losing their rights. And the Lord said, it has to happen because the people have fallen into Baal worship, and they have had bad leaders who have drawn them into doing this. And that's why, you know, I always say the issue is not with America. It's because of the ones at the top, the leadership at the top, and we try to fight back, and it's just been, you know, impossible. Even with President Trump and this whole amazing team and the, you know, 17 movement, it's been just about impossible. And you look at, for example, Iran, you know, the people thought, oh, well, we can be set free by ourselves. No, you can't. No, you can't. And same thing with our country. This is a miracle from the Lord to set us free. Okay, so anyway, so Jeremiah was sad because this was happening, and the whole book of Jeremiah is talking about all the, you know, them being taken out of the land and because of their falling into sin into Baal worship. They were doing these sacrifices, and they thought that that was the thing to do. Either way, they were brainwashed into thinking that. But then at the very end of the book of Jeremiah, where we are right here, Jeremiah chapter 50 and also Jeremiah 51, you'll see the Lord has a message to Babylon. And who is Babylon? Babylon is the New World Order criminal cabal, this clandestine group that is working behind the scenes and has been before controlling all of the government leaders. And no, I think now no longer does. We've seen so many posts, patriots in control, and so it's full control. So their demise is imminent because they lost control of all these leaders. All right, so I'm going to read. Yeah, we got some interesting little things going on today, but that's okay. We shall continue on. We will not be deterred from speaking the truth in the Word of God. The Lord gave Jeremiah the prophet this message concerning Babylon and the land of the Babylonians. This is what the Lord says: tell the whole world and keep nothing back. Raise a signal flag to tell everyone that Babylon will fall. That's what I do. That's what we do. That's what we do all day long. We've been telling people that Babylon is falling. We've been saying this for 10 years. Babylon, the New World Order criminal cabal, is falling. We're telling the whole world, and we're holding nothing back. And we've raised a flag. We're like waving this flag. Everybody listen. The Babylon New World Order Antichrist is falling, and they will fall. Her god, her idols and images will be shattered. Her gods Baal and Marduk will be utterly disgraced. For a nation will attack her from the north and bring such destruction that no one will live there. Everyone will be gone. Both people and animals will flee. This is not talking about a physical battle. This is talking about destroying this criminal network. We are that army. We are that nation. We are that holy nation that is attacking. This is why we get attacked either on our videos or in our health or in our whatever, lots of different issues that we have. I know each one of you has been under attack in one way or 10 ways, and here you are still standing. So just like I was just reading to you before, you know, what was that passage? You know, he's refined us. He's brought us through the fire. He's made us pure. He's made us stand. We stand here like gold, and he is our God, right? So then it says in the next verse, a little farther down, says, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and turned them loose in the mountains. They have lost their way, and they can't remember how to get back to the sheepfold. Like that poor girl at the front who was saying she was hated President Trump, but she had to agree that the fountain was good. But she still hates President Trump. Like, poor thing, she doesn't know how to get back to the sheepfold. How many people do you know who are in that same desperate plight? They just can't find their way out of this matrix. And they try this way and they try that way. And they're unfortunately, their social media feed is filled with junk. That's why it's so important that you share this information and other information so people can get out of the junk. If you've been in this, you know, feed, social media feed that has been so negative and so anti-Trump TDS syndrome, go to my website, melissaredpill.com, and you can follow all of our social media, and you will find all the great news over there and the great people to follow and get good information instead of this brainwashing. So you won't be like a little lost sheep in the mountains and doesn't know how to get back to the sheepfold. But now flee from Babylon. Flee from Babylon. Leave the land of the Babylonians like male goats at the head of the flock. Lead my people home again. Get out. If someone has, what he's saying is, if you've been part of their system, get out. It says this also in the book of Revelation, get out because judgment is falling. You better repent. You better turn back. You better get out of there because it's going to be devastation. And you don't want any of that. I do know people, one in particular, who said he can't. He can't turn back. Because he knows what would happen to him. He didn't say that exactly, but he just said he can't truly close with Christ and follow Christ, because if he does, it's curtains for him. He didn't say curtains, but anyway, he knows better. He knows that it'll be bad. He's made a deal with the devil. He really made a deal with the devil with this criminal cabal. And he's benefited from it financially. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Would not want to be any of these people. They said, flee, get out of there, get out, whatever you got to do, get out. I'm raising up an army of great nations from the north. Again, that's us. We are that great nation. If you remember in Joel chapter 2, it says that, and also in Ezekiel 36, it says that God will breathe life into them, and they stood up a great army. This is the great army. We are the army of Armageddon. That's what we are. The enemy's arrows will go straight to the mark. They will not miss. Babylon will be looted until the attackers are glutted with loot. How about that? Silver and gold and cars and houses and glutted more than you can even imagine. So, amen. Exactly. Take that. Take that. Yes, H. Clay. All right. So, Babylon, sure fall. You rejoice and are glad, you who plundered my chosen people. You frisk about like a calf in the meadow and neigh like a stallion. But your homeland will be overwhelmed with shame and disgrace. You'll become like the least of nations, a wilderness, a dry and desolate land. They have laughed and laughed and laughed at us. They laughed when people took the jab. They laughed when people take all these horrible drugs that they put out there. They laugh when we, you know, do whatever that we're told. And they laugh when people go out in the street and are causing all this mayhem and we can't even walk the streets. They laugh at everything. And now they're not going to be laughing. They frisked about like a calf in a meadow or like a stallion, but they will be disgraced. They'll be overwhelmed with shame and disgrace. Isn't this so clear to you that this is talking about the New World Order? Clearly, the New World Order criminal cabal. Before I did, when I would read this, I'd be like, who's this talking about? Well, now we know. Now we know. Once you know that, it's like the Rosetta Stone. You now know who it's talking about. These criminal Satan worshipers. Because of the Lord's anger, Babylon will become a deserted wasteland. All who pass by will be horrified and will gasp at the destruction they see there. Yes, that's coming. Coming soon to a theater near you, maybe to the Claw. I don't know. I don't know, but he said he was going to leave it up there. Sure, it would be cool if that was where they were paraded through. Yes, prepare to attack, all you surrounding nations. Let your archers shoot at her. Spare no arrows. That's, in other words, tweet and share and post and do it again and again and again. Keep posting about them day after day after day. That's exactly what we've been doing. We have spared. I don't think we spared any arrows. I don't think so. I have posted like my hair has been on fire. And I know you guys have shared all this for years, sharing the truth about these people. And, you know, they don't like it. We have spared no arrows. We have, and it's pierced them. They don't like it. That's why they try to stop us, because they know that we're sharing the truth about them, that these people are pure evil. You know, all the election fraud. I mean, we just, yeah, you can tell what they don't like, because they go crazy. They've banned us from places because we would share all this. Shout war cries against her, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shout war cries against her from every side. Look, she surrenders. Her walls have fallen. It's the Lord's vengeance. So take vengeance on her. Take from Babylon all who plant crops. Send all the harvesters away, because the sword of the enemy, everyone will run away and rush back to their own lands. Amen. So I wanted you to get an idea what is going on in the last part of Jeremiah, because he was given this vision that they about the fall of Babylon, the fall of the New World Order criminal cabal. Yeah, I'm just going to read a few little portions. Get up, my warriors, against the land of Mariathim and against the people of Pekod. Pursue, kill, and completely destroy them, as I have commanded you. Let the battle cry be heard in the land, a shout of great destruction. This, get ready. I want you guys to be ready, because this, we're not playing tiddlywinks. This is for keeps, and this is somebody's going to win, and somebody's going to lose, and we're winning, and they're losing, and it's going to be bad for them. It's going to be judgment, and many will be executed. So I want you to prepare your mind that this is what's going to have to happen. Then the judgment will fall to such an extent that this will never happen again. This is not, you know, you hear about, Bolton is just going to have to pay $2 million. And he stole 50, so what does he care about $2 million? Oh, and he won't have prison time. No. He's going to be, he will receive the punishment that he deserves. Not some little slap on the wrist. No. There's going to be extreme punishment for these people who've committed crimes against humanity, treason against humanity. They wouldn't be fighting so hard if they were just going to lose money. They're fighting because they don't want to lose their lives. Yes, come against her from distant lands, break open her granaries, crush her walls and houses into heaps of rubble, destroy her completely and leave nothing, destroy even her young bulls. It will be terrible for them. All right, y'all getting that? You're getting the idea, right? So later on today, I want you to go to your either BibleGateway.com or go to the YouVersion Bible app on your phone and listen in the NLT version to the book of Jeremiah. It really makes it easier to follow and understand, in my opinion. See, I am your enemy, you arrogant people, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Your day of reckoning has arrived, the day when I will punish you. O land of arrogance, you will stumble and fall, and no one will raise you up, for I will light a fire in the cities of Babylon that will burn up everything around them. He just goes on and on and on, making it very clear this is what was going to happen. And so Jeremiah needed to hear this. He needed to know that one day, even though the people were being cast out of the land, the Lord was doing it for good. As it says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. He says, I have to kick you out of the land. You're going to be scattered so that you won't be under these evil kings that will get you to do all this evil stuff. And then then at some point, we will bring in the true dynasty of David to rule instead of these evildoers ruling. And Jeremiah needed to hear that at this point, because he needed to have that hope that in the future, things would get better. But he knew it was not going to be in his lifetime. Now, I will say that he did go, if you remember, if you haven't seen this about the Stone of Destiny, he did take Tia Teffy and Skoda to Ireland, and they became the first true kings of Ireland. Of course, the kingdom was ripped from them by the usurpers. What he's seeing here is into the future. He's seeing into right now, what we're seeing right now. All right. And so if you're not familiar with that, don't forget to go to melissaredpill.com and scroll down to the bottom past my big face, and you'll see this picture right here, which is the sign of the Son of Man. It's also called the woman in labor 18 times in the Old Testament. This is the heavenly alarm clock that was the kickoff to the Battle of Armageddon. And so you definitely watch that. Get information about that on my website, and you will find out that this was the beginning of all this mayhem in the world. It's really the Battle of Armageddon that we've been fighting. And that's basically what Jeremiah was looking forward to, is this day when Babylon, the evil, criminal, satanic cabal, would be broken. The sword of destruction will strike the Babylonians. It will strike the people of Babylon, her officials and wise men too. The sword will strike her wise counselors. They'll become fools. The sword will strike her mightiest warriors, and panic will seize them. The sword will strike her chariots and horses and her allies from all other lands, and they will become like women. The sword will strike her treasures, and they will all be plundered. A drought will strike her water supply, causing it to dry up. And why? Because the whole land is filled with idols, and the people are madly in love with them. In other words, it's Satan worship everywhere. Satan worship. Now, back in the day, it was much more prevalent, and the people thought that that was the that was okay, and that was the thing to do. And now it's only a small portion of the people who do this. And it's a small enough portion that it's easy to surround them and remove them. Whereas if you look way back in the day when under Noah, there were only 8 people who didn't do it. So the society has been moving forward to where they do not worship Satan. Okay. But the cabal clearly does. All right. So I think that's the main thing I wanted you to see. Oh, I'm going to show you one other quick thing. At the end of this chapter 50, it says the king of Babylon has heard reports about the enemy and he is weak with fright. Pangs of anguish have gripped him like those of a, what? A woman in labor. There you go. Pangs of anguish have gripped him like those of a woman in labor. This, my friends, right here is the picture of the woman in labor. They know about this sign. That's why they had Beyonce perform this at the Grammys. I think it was in 2017. She was the queen, dressed up as the queen of heaven, and she was pregnant. She laid down on this chair and just like this picture, and all these young girls were looking up her crotch for this birth, you know, for the baby to be born. Obviously, that didn't happen on the show, but the point was they were reenacting this sign, the woman in labor. They thought it was the day of their victory over us, and it's the day of our victory over them, just like it says in verse 43 of Jeremiah 50. The king of Babylon, these rulers of the evil kingdom, will have heard the reports about the enemy, and they're weak with fright. Just think of that, you guys. That makes me so happy. It makes me laugh. They are finally the ones that are weak with fright. They would not be panicking like this if they didn't know what was coming. Pangs of anger. They know what they've done, and they know that Trump is not playing. They know that there's judgment that's going to fall. Pangs of anguish have gripped them like those of a woman in labor. There you go. It's only 18 times it tells the woman in labor. Every time I read that, I'm like, didn't I just read woman in labor? How many times is that in there? Because it was a sign for us. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I've got one more beautiful thing to show you, and then we're going to do chapter 51. Y'all ready? How y'all like Isaiah 50? You like that? It makes me so happy to read everywhere throughout God's word about the sure promise that they will be destroyed. Okay, so I want you to see this President Trump plan. Bam. Okay, so the reason I want you to hear that is because he's playing golf. He's got this 1-2 pow. I mean, he's like slamming that ball, that golf ball. And Gloria is playing in the background. Did y'all catch that? Gloria, Gloria. Okay, Gloria is glory to the Lord for rescuing humanity. And it's like, thank you, Lord. And like, he's so happy. Like, I gotta hit this golf ball hard because of all the joy that the Lord is rescuing humanity. And it kind of reminds me of Venus headed straight for Jupiter. It kind of reminds me of a golf ball up in heaven. Okay, I'm going to show you why I think that. I mean, it's just interesting. Okay, so if you look at, that's the claw. Okay, that's something different. Let me pull up. I didn't even pull it up. I meant to do that earlier, but I didn't do it. Let me just pull this one up for you. This is, if I have it. I don't have it. Patriots in Control. Have you seen that? They posted it again. It's just a coincidence that they keep posting 17 stuff. Oh, it was the name of outro. That's the one. Let me show you. I'm gonna pull that up for you. So you guys, we'll talk about that more tomorrow. But here's that link to that outro where he's saying he's the king of my own land. What? All right, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna pop that in there. I don't mean to get into that right now, but anyway, there's the link. All right, so where is it? I'm gonna show you. So cool. There's that. Why? Okay, I'm gonna do it this way. I'm going to show you super quick. I want to show you the star sign, and our wonderful patriot, Angela, got a picture of it last night because I've had pea soup skies and it makes me so mad. And Jill W. did this one last night, actually. So thanks all you patriots for helping to do that. Really, really appreciate it. Okay, so here's the one that kind of, I mean, you tell me what you think, but it kind of looks to me like a heavenly, heavenly golf ball. Kind of like he's hitting this golf ball. It's going straight for Jupiter. Venus is going straight for Jupiter. And actually, you have two chances to see it. You have the chance to see it on the 8th which is Monday night and also on the 9th, Tuesday night. Okay, so we're going to be watching it every night. Okay, so just it's for so long, it's just been like looking like it was just inching along, and now it's really moving a lot faster. Not that it's going faster, it just apparently it looks faster. Anyway, so but if you notice, this is Gemini right here, and so like the other day, it was way down here. Venus was way down here, and now it's just within 2 days, it's going to be right next to Jupiter. From our vantage point, it looks like it's right next to it. And so it's going to be just bright. I just wish we had a camera. If anybody had a camera to catch and maybe a video so you can catch the brilliance so beautifully sparkly. And to have these two diamonds in the sky that sparkle together, it's going to be beautiful. And this is exactly what the wise men saw 2,000 years ago. They saw the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter, and that was the Bethlehem star. And so I've got that whole information, if you haven't seen it, over on Melissa Red Pill. Just search up the Bethlehem star and you'll see it. It's super, super cool. But I'm not going into it right now. You know how I do. All right, so I just wanted you to see that. And so I think that, I don't know, it just, President Trump just posted a short video playing Gloria in the background, hitting this golf ball. How random is that? I just feel like it's pointing us to that star. I don't know. It just seems like it. It's like, you know, come on, get that. Come on, let's go. Let's get this done. Let's get this Bethlehem star conjoined. Get this Babylon destroyed. And then glory to God. Glory to God that he's rescued humanity. The world's been waiting, fighting, scratching, clawing, trying to get free, trying to get extricated from this net of these evildoers. And finally, we're here, you guys. I just want you to know we're here on the timeline of history. That's just so, so exciting. So yeah, I just thought that was great. So thank you, President Trump, for all these wonderful messages. Patriots in control. God wins. I've got that to show you in just a second. Okay, here we are now on chapter 51 of the book of Jeremiah. This is what the Lord says. I will stir up a destroyer against Babylon and the people of Babylonia. He stirred us up, hasn't he? He stirs us up every day. And there's no way we can stop. There's no way we can stop because he stirred up our soul. You know, Jeremiah said something else. He says, you know, I've decided I'm not going to speak anymore in the name of the Lord. I'm done. And he says, as soon as the words left my lips, then the Lord would stir up something in my soul and it would just come out. I had to say it. And that's the same way with me. I'm like, I keep getting in trouble because I just can't get along. I just can't. I can't. I have to speak in the name of the Lord. I have to speak the truth. I have to do the truth. And I can't help it. That's the way we are, right? We're stirred up in our soul, in our spirit. We have to speak the truth of God's word. We have to speak the truth to try to protect people. Because we know too much. We know stuff. We didn't take the blue pill. We took the red pill. My name isn't Melissa Blue Pill. My name is Melissa Red Pill. There's no going back to the blue pill. All right, so we've been stirred up. The foreigners will come and winnow her and blow away her as chaff. You know what that is? Is when you have the wheat and you've got the hull, the chaff, and that you beat the wheat and the chaff falls off. That little hull falls off. It becomes a chaff. You throw it up in the air and the chaff blows away. You get the wind blowing that chaff away. They are the chaff. They're the leavings. They're the leftovers. They're the stuff that's not worth anything because they've chosen to follow Satan. Okay. And this is what it's talking about. Winnowing her is throwing it up in the air and letting the chaff be blown away. And that's what we're doing. They're going to be blown away. We're going to be literally blown away off of this earth. Can you imagine if all of the chaff of evildoers are blown away off of the earth? I said I wasn't going to do a lot of exegesis, didn't I? I'm just going to read this thing to you guys. but I can't help myself. They'll come from every side to rise against her in her day of trouble. That's us. We're going against her every which way. If you remember, I got to tell you this too. Remember the Jeremiah, not Jeremiah, Joshua and the Battle of Jericho, and that they surrounded the whole city when the trumpet blew on that last day, and they shouted, then the walls came down. That's in my book, This is Biblical. They all were like all around the city, and they went in from every side like spokes on a wheel. And that's what we're doing. Wherever you are in the world, wherever I am, you know, we're all in different places, and we're fighting from every side. We're fighting to expose the truth about the health. We're fighting to expose the truth about the wealth. We're fighting to expose the truth about the trafficking. We're fighting to expose it all, right? From every side. That's where we are rising up in her day of trouble to attack her from every side. Don't let the archers put on their armor or draw their bows. Don't spare even her best soldiers. Let her army be completely destroyed. They won't even be able to get up out of bed. They are not even get started good because we are trouncing them. They will fall dead in the land of the Babylonians, slashed to death in her streets, for the Lord of heaven's armies has not abandoned Israel and Judah. They have said, oh, where's the Lord? He don't care nothing about you. He's not coming to save you. That's not true. That is not true. We know he is saving us because we see all this happening right when he put this sign in the heavens. And we knew he would. We knew he would save us. We didn't know how and we didn't know when, but now we know he is saving us right now. It's don't get trapped in her punishment. It's the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will repay her in full. Babylon has been a golden cup in the Lord's hands, a cup that made the whole earth drunk. The nations drank Babylon's wine, and it drove them all mad. They've all got TDS. Now, if you remember in the book of Revelation, it talks about she poured a cup of terror for others. Let her brew a cup twice as large for her. I think that's in Revelation 17. That's in my book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. And we also have the study. If you haven't done this, go to the study guide. Go through every chapter, and you're going to love it. And write down the answers and follow along with us in where we did the study guide, chapter by chapter by chapter. And Revelation will make you so happy now. The nations drank Babylon's wine. It drove them all mad. But suddenly Babylon too has fallen. Weep for her. Give her medicine. Perhaps she can be healed. We would have helped her if we could, but nothing can save her now. As he has said, come out from her, come out. We've taken all this time. It's been obvious that this is it. Come out, repent, hurry. And many of these people still refuse. They refuse to repent. And there's no hope. There's nothing to do because they are filled with demons. They're filled with demons. And they cannot get out of the net. Praise the Lord right now. I want you to, everybody, pinch yourself right now. I want you to give thanks to the Lord right now that he has saved you from these demons. Deliver us from the evil one, as we say in the Lord's Prayer. Deliver us from the evil one. He has. He has saved us like the beautiful bride escaping. I'm going to show you that tomorrow at 11 a.m. I'm going to be on my Sunday show. But she's getting out of this net. It's on that link I just sent you also. Yeah, we're extricated, but they're not. But they are not. Let her go. Abandon her. There's no hope. There's no hope. She's going to destruction, and there's no hope. I'm talking about individuals that we know of that are going to destruction because they had the opportunity to repent, and they did not. It's bad. It's not just execution. It's hell that was created for the devil and his angels. It wasn't created for mankind. But these people have, because they have sided with demons, there's no hope. We would have helped her if we could, but nothing can save her now. Let her go. Abandon her. And return to your own land. Return to the land where you can be at peace. Because these people would not stop, clearly. How many times has President Trump tried to get them to stop? And he's trying to work something out with Iran. And they just won't until they're locked up. Right? We know that. The whole world knows that. For her punishment reaches to the heavens. So it's so great it can't be measured. Just so much. It's so much. Let's announce in Jerusalem everything the Lord has done to rescue us. Everything he has done, even to get them to turn back, and they still won't. Sharpen the arrows. Lift up your shields, for the Lord has inspired the kings of the Medes to march against Babylon and destroy her. This is his vengeance against those who desecrated his temple. Raise the battle flag against Babylon, reinforce the guard, and station the watchman. Prepare an ambush, for the Lord will fulfill all his plans against Babylon. You are a city by a great river, a great center of commerce, but your end has come. They have run the commerce of the world. Their day of running the commerce of the world is over. It's over. The thread of your life is cut. The Lord of Heaven's armies has taken this vow. He has sworn it by his own name. Your cities will be filled with your enemies like fields swarming with locusts, and they will shout in triumph over you. We are shouting in triumph. We are shouting in triumph. I really do feel like President Trump hitting that golf ball is like, pow, we won. I really do think that's what it means. The Lord made the earth by his power. Okay, so he stops right here. Jeremiah stops. He says, I have to just sing praise to the Lord. I just have to stop and sing praise. I have to sing Gloria. I have to stop and sing Gloria. Gloria, the Lord made the earth by his power, and he preserves it by his wisdom. With his own understanding, he stretched out the heavens. When he speaks in the thunder and the heavens roar with rain, he causes the cloud to rise over the earth. He sends the lightning with the rain and releases the wind from his storehouses. He's just sitting there going, I gotta sing praise to the Lord. Look at what the Lord does. He's the one who's over all. Who else could put these signs in the heavens? Nobody. Nobody else could do that. Nobody else could stretch out the heavens. Nobody else could speak in the thunder and roar with the rain. No one else could raise these clouds. He's the one who has the control of the lightning. The whole human race is foolish and has no knowledge. The craftsmen are disgraced by the idols they make, but their carefully shaped works are fraud. They're not true. These demons are clearly not the true and living God, right? And it's obvious. And so they're disgraced because they've disgraced their own names, their own lives, because they sided with demons. And it'll go down in history that what they have done. They've forfeited their very lives, forfeited their names. Their idols have no breath or power. Idols are worthless. They're ridiculous lies. On the day of reckoning, they will all be destroyed. But the God of Israel is no idol. He is the creator of everything that exists, including his people, his own special possession. The Lord of Heaven's armies is his name. So that's why Jeremiah was like, thank you, Lord, that you alone, with all this devastation, that all that the enemy has done, and all the people have fallen into this trap, and then they have to be cast out of the land, but you will set it right one day. Praise the Lord. You will do that. And that's what we are rejoicing in, because that's where we are on the timeline of history. It's so great. Now, he continues goes on after he's done his moment of praising the Lord. He goes on and tells more of this prophecy. You are my battle axe and sword, says the Lord. With you, I will shatter nations and destroy many kingdoms. With you, I will shatter armies, destroying the horse and the rider, the chariot and the charioteer. With you, I will shatter men and women, old people and children, young men and young women. With you, I will shatter shepherds and flocks and farmers and oxen, captains and officers. All these who've sided with the demons, all these who've chosen the dark side, the Lord is using us, you and me, little old us, to shatter them. Amazing. He's using us to break them in pieces. Using us little by little by little. We have chipped away and chipped away and chipped away so that people could see it break out and see the truth. Amazing. I'll repay Babylon, the people of Babylonia, for the wrong they've done to my people in Jerusalem. It's not just the city of Jerusalem, obviously. It's the city of God's people, wherever you live. Look, O mighty mountains, destroyer of the earth, I am your enemy. I will raise my fist against you to knock you down from the heights. When I'm finished, you will be nothing but a heap of burnt rubble. You'll be desolate forever. Even your stones will never again be used for building. You'll be completely wiped out, says the Lord. Raise a signal flag to the nations. Mobilize them. Sound the battle cry. Mobilize them against Babylon. Prepare them to fight against her. Bring out the armies of Ararat, Mini, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a commander and bring a multitude of horses like swarming locusts. Bring against her the armies of the nations led by the kings of the Medes and their captains and officers. That's us. The earth trembles and writhes with pain. And for everything the Lord has planned against Babylon stands unchanged. Babylon will be left desolate without a single inhabitant. What is this? The earth trembling and writhing in pain. We are all in birth pangs. Like, come on, get the baby born. If you've ever been in labor for a long time, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, come on, when is this? Especially at the end, it's like, come on. It's just taking so long. Babylon will be left desolate without a single inhabitant. Her mightiest warriors no longer fight. They stand in their barracks. Their courage is gone. They become like women. The invaders have burned the houses and broken down the city gates. The news is passed from one runner to the next as the messengers hurry to tell the king that his city has been captured. I think they're at that point. They're just like, we don't even know what to do anymore. We've done everything we were supposed to do, and we're still losing. And they're coming out with the dumbest things. They're really coming out with the dumbest because they got nothing. They got nothing. They're scared to do anything. This is what the Lord of Heaven's Army says, the God of Israel says. Babylon is like wheat on that threshing floor about to be trampled. In just a little while, her harvest will begin. Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon has eaten and crushed us and drained us of strength. He swallowed us like a great monster and filled his belly with our riches. He has thrown us out of our country. Make Babylon suffer as she made us to suffer. As I was saying before, pour twice as much for her. Make the people of Babylonia pay for spilling our blood. This is biblical. Vengeance is biblical. Law and order is biblical. President Trump is helping everybody to know that. It is critical that we get law and order. This is in his word. We have to, for the good of the people. For the good of the people. I'm not worried about the criminals. I'm worried about the people. This is what the Lord says. I will be your lawyer to plead your case, and I will avenge you. I will dry up her river as well as her springs, and Babylon will become a heap of ruins haunted by jackals. She'll be an object of horror and contempt, a place where no one lives. Her people will roar together like strong lions. They will growl like lion cubs, and while they lie inflamed with all their wine, I'll prepare a different kind of feast for them. I'll make them drunk until they fall asleep, and they will never wake up again, says the Lord. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams and goats to be sacrificed. Praise the Lord. How Babylon is fallen. Great Babylon praised throughout the earth. Now she has become an object of horror among the nations. The sea has risen over Babylon. She's covered by its crashing waves. Her cities now lie in ruins. She's a dry wasteland where no one lives nor even passes by. And I will punish Bel, the god of Baal. Baal, basically, the god of Babylon, and will make him vomit up all he has eaten. The nations will no longer come and worship him. The wall of Babylon has fallen. This is Baal. He's talking about Baal right here, where they've done these sacrifices and the cannibalism. He's talking about. Come out my people, flee from Babylon. Save yourselves, run from the Lord's fierce anger. But do not panic, don't be afraid when you hear the first rumor of approaching forces. For rumor will come, keep coming year by year. Violence will erupt in the land as the leaders fight against each other. For the time is surely coming when I will punish this great city and all her idols. And that's where we are right now. That time has finally come. All right, so I'm gonna scroll down a little bit so you can take the time to read this a little bit at your leisure. Listen, hear the cry of Babylon, verse 54, the sound of great destruction from the land of the Babylonians. For the Lord is destroying Babylon. He will silence her loud voice. Oh, yay. Make them be quiet. I'm so tired of the lies I can add it up to hear. I know each of you has. Like that video President Trump posted this morning. Shh. We're tired of hearing your lies. You're trying to destroy. We're trying to get peace in this world. And all you're doing is making more where the war keeps going. It's just stop. Shh. Her silence. He will silence her loud voice. Waves of enemies pound against her. The noise of battle rings throughout the city. Destroying armies come against Babylon. Her mighty men are captured and their weapons break in their hands. For the Lord is a God who gives just punishment. He always repays in full. I will make her officials and wise men drunk, along with her captains and officials and warriors. They will fall asleep and never wake up again. What it just said earlier, saying it again, hear something from the Lord twice, you know that's what's going to happen. Says the king, whose name is the Lord of Heaven's Armies. This is what the Lord of Heaven's Armies says. The thick walls of Babylon will be leveled to the ground. Her massive graves will be burned. The builders from many lands have worked in vain, for their work is destroyed by fire. Everything that they have done to keep there from being justice, it's not going to work. None of it's going to work. All right. So then the rest is just a portion that he's talking about, a message to Syria. So that's something different. But I just wanted you to see that. It encourages me to hear this. It gives me a steely spine, this strong backbone that this is going to happen. People need to know this. They need to know that this is biblical and that it's a good thing that we have the vengeance of the Lord poured out on them, that they will fall and never wake up again. Amen. Yes, I see here you, Songbird. I see you. You're saying, give me the amen. Thank you, darling. Yes, thank you, Lord. All right, so here's what's from True Stormy Joe posted this about God always wins. So check this out. And every side.
Here, holy cow. Okay. Watch this. Okay, so Q4396 dated yesterday, Delta, June 3rd, 2020. Donald Trump holding the Bible. Q comes back, God wins. So we've been theorizing on Absolute Storm that Spencer Pratt is definitely part of the show. There's just...
Okay, so did y'all see that? So here it is, June 4th, June 3rd. It's the message from that God wins. And then Spencer Pratt says God always wins. Okay, another coincidence. So many coincidences. I love coincidences. So thank you, Stormy Joe. If you don't follow him, he's really great. True Stormy Joe. He's coming on the show, actually not this week, but next week. So I'm really excited to have him and Paul on the show. If you didn't see, we did one the other day. I'm so excited to join with my Anna brothers and sisters. It's been a long time. I was just so glad to join with them. So really great. So God always wins. Yes, I love that. God always wins. All right, so I want you to see that. This is the sign that we're looking forward for on the 9th of June, right there. That little heavenly golf ball. I think that's it. All right, I think that's everything I wanted to show you. Oh, here's what it looks like in the heavens. This is Gemini, and this is the dual nature of Christ as the God-man, fully God and fully man. He's also the suffering servant as well as the reigning king. He is that dual nature. That's what that beautiful sign in the heavens represents. They're not, you know, Greek mythology. It's the biblical astronomy. This is what the Lord had put in the heavens. It represents the tribe of Benjamin. This is, remember, Rachel's second son, Joseph's brother. All right. I think that's it. There's the claw. We'll be talking about that a little bit tomorrow, as well as so many other great things. I think that's everything I had to show you. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord, for your promises that are yea and amen, that nothing can stop what is coming, because you have written this in your word. It's going to happen as your word is. Nothing can change your word. And you made this promise, and this is where we are. Thank you so much for all the signs in the heavens that we can see. This is the timeline that we are on to finally see the destruction of Babylon, this new world order criminal cabal, that they'll be gone and that there's nothing that can stop their justice from falling on them. Thank you that you've raised up this great army, this wonderful Freedom Force Battalion, and so many other great ones like True Stormy Joe and so many all around the world who have been fighting this criminal network. In every country, you had your gospel go to all the world so that you would raise up this great army. And Lord, just help us to be strong and tough, and that we won't buckle. Lord, we are ready to see the vengeance of the Lord falling upon these evildoers. I know everyone on this channel is saying amen. And I just praise you that we're going to have these bright, amazing, beautiful days that we can't even imagine at this point, because we've been under this terrible oppression and a cloud for so long. But I'm just so thankful that this bubbling fountain is just going to fill up the world so quickly, and we'll just have this beautiful peace on this earth once they're gone. We just wait on your timing, and we're going to continue to fight. We're not going to spare any arrows. We're going to keep fighting until that day comes, and we're just at your command. Just lead us wherever you would have us go. Guide us by your Spirit. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you so much. I'm so glad we got together. If you are not familiar with my channel, check it out real quick. Melissa, that's not what I want to do. That was something else. Melissa Redpill. Can you spell my own name? There we go. Melissa Redpill. This is my site again. And definitely go and check out my health page. I'm so thankful to know these wonderful patriots who have helped me to have healing. Absolutely amazing. And they've also helped so many other people. And so I really encourage you to go and watch all these videos, learn about silver, learn, I have all these products at, you know, when I got poisoned, I had some of these things in my house and I wasn't even using. I just had them and it ended up saving my life. It was the bentonite clay. If you haven't seen that, you can go and watch and listen to my story about that. The probiotics, I use it all throughout my house. I really encourage you to get that, as well as this one right here, which I'm not even going to say because I'm scared to say it, as well as having the silver. Hugely important. I think a lot of people have, I'm reading the book. The yeast syndrome. A lot of people have yeast, and the silver, it removes it. A lot of health maladies are because of having yeast, you know, that is in our bodies that is causing our bodies to not work properly. And this clears it. It's the spray. It's the drink it. It's absolutely amazing. The Lord gave us all these things. We're returning to the old ways. And so watch every bit of food you put in your mouth. Just pray over everything. Lord, is this the right type of food? Is this truly the nutrients? Here I do the micronutrients on this because it's just so helpful, as well as the detox every day. If you will do two things, if you will detox, well, three things, detox, make sure you get good nutrients and do the probiotics. I don't think that anything can attack you. You have to build up your immune system, girls and boys, to where you're like a steel cage, like a mighty, mighty fortress. Okay. That nothing, no weapon formed against you would prosper. Okay. So definitely go to freedomforce.life/health. I'll put the link in the description. All right. I think that's everything. I'm going to be on the chat for just a little bit. Don't forget to look at your Bethlehem Star tonight. Don't forget to, and I will see, we'll talk about it more tomorrow, and I'll be having it on my social media. So that I'll be watching it for it together. And yes, that's it. I love you guys. And I will talk to you later.
From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.